A second draw on the bounce then for Finn Harps, Marty, because it's finished here. Finn Harps 0, Wexford FC 0. Probably a fair result in the end. Wexford, the better team in the first half, had a number of good opportunities. Although that said, the Finn Harps goalkeeper, Tim Oliver-Heimer, forced into only one real save of any note. He got down smartly to his right-hand side, saving on the line. For this came after a set-piece situation, and it was Hugh Douglas up from the back who forced the ball goalwards, but Heimer was equal to that effort and was able to grab the ball at the second attempt. So Wexford, the better team in the first half, but certainly things were much more even after the break. Indeed, Harps were probably the better side. They carried the better threat, and that's all because Philip De Silva, who came on just before half-time as a substitute, he gave Harps a real lift in terms of their attack and play. And then young Sean O'Donnell came on as well as an early substitute in the second half, and he added extra impetus on the left hand side. He's a lively, pacey player, and O'Donnell, anytime he was in possession, he seemed to be causing Wexford some problems. Harps' best opportunity of that second half, a Ryan Rainey effort that wasn't far wide on 66 minutes. De Silva unlucky with the header as well, his looping effort just dropping the wrong side of the post. At the other end, Brandon McCann went closest for Wexford with a flashing header which just went wide of the post, and Wexford were forced to play out the last few minutes with only 10 men because they had all their substitutes made by the time Aaron Robinson, their midfielder, was stretchered off. So credit to them, they played well tonight, and they'll be happy with the point that they have picked up. That will add to their first win of the season, which came against Athlone last week. For Harps, still without a win in the new campaign, but still the manager Dave Rogers will take plenty of positives from another decent performance from his team tonight. Galway United beating Kerry by 9-1. That's the big news from the first division. And in the Premier Division, Derry City and Dundalk playing out a scoreless draw, and it was scoreless too at Tolka Park, where Shells and Shamrock Rovers also drew 0-0. Here at Finn Park on a bitterly cold night, it's finished. Finn Harps 0, Wexford FC 0.